The following ShishMed podcast is a production of DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on-site at ShishMed Connections 2024 annual conference in Denver as we talk with keynote speakers and session leaders direct from the show floor. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and with me is Maria Belli. She is the Recruitment Marketing Manager at Shepherd Pratt. We also have Christina Schuller-Chalky. She is the Director of Content Strategy at Shepherd Pratt as we talk about beating the workforce blues, how to tackle your health system's biggest problem. Maria and Christina, welcome.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, great to talk with you both. Happy conference.
Yeah, you
How's it
well.
Going so far?
Swinging. Things
Swinging.
Are going.
Yeah. I like it. It
Loving
is.
Loving it.
Another great ShishMed Connections conference in process. So let's talk about your session. Christina, can you share an overview of the current staffing challenges your health system faces, particularly in behavioral health, and how you're preparing to meet the community needs?
Absolutely. So nationwide, we are actually experiencing a shortage of 4 million healthcare workers. And as more and more physicians, nurses, PAs age out, that problem is getting worse and worse. Shepherd Pratt is an exclusively behavioral healthcare organization. And so we have this niche focus, which makes our shortage even more dire. So we have been partnering with our talent acquisition team, with our operational excellence team, and with clinical leaders all across our health system to figure out how can we take a marketing-first approach to solving this recruitment problem.
I like how you put that, a marketing-first approach. You don't usually hear that when you talk about recruitment and staffing. So Maria, as Christina was saying, you've taken this marketing-first approach. Can you explain what that looks like in practice and why it's been effective in attracting top talent?
Yeah, absolutely. So recruitment has its own sets of needs, just like any part of the organization, and they need a marketing strategy to drive that. So with the recruitment marketing function, we're able to take a look at those unique challenges. In my role, I work really, really closely with recruitment. I mean, I meet with them like 3 times a week, at least, talk to them all the time. I really intimately understand what they're dealing with every day. I'm able to take that back to my amazing marketing team. We all brainstorm, get together, figure out how we can tackle those challenges. And it's been successful so far.
So talk more about that collaboration between marketing and the internal stakeholders. How does that help drive success in your system?
I think that just having everybody at the table, the right people at the table, you want to have the operational excellence team who's going to understand the different sectors of Shepherd Pratt. You want to have the recruitment team who understands what they're dealing with out there in the healthcare recruitment world. It's challenging out there right now. And then, you know, you want to have the leaders of the actual programs, schools, units themselves, and they really understand what's going on, you know, on the ground level.
You said you meet often. Tell us about one of your meetings. What are those like? What are you talking about?
It's different every time. We're really going through identifying. I think at this point, I've been with Shepherd Pratt almost 2 years now, and we're starting to take from the moment that a person sees Shepherd Pratt and defining Shepherd Pratt and going through what we can address at each stage of that. At each meeting, it's identifying what's next, and it never ends. So I have a lot of job security.
I think that's a great synopsis. And I think the other great thing about having all of these parties involved at every step of the process is that you have buy-in from everyone at every step of the process. And I think most people can empathize with the problem of, you know, getting people to buy in and participate in a project can often be the hardest part of getting an initiative done. So having buy-in from the very first step has been critical to this succeeding.
Yeah, that's really important to get everybody on board, same page, all of those things. So great job for you on that. So Christina, what specific tactics then have delivered the most ROI in your recruitment efforts? And how have you measured the impact?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, tactics that we've taken have been honestly really wide ranging. So it's everything from building awareness. We actually didn't have an employer brand before we started this. So we obviously had Shepherd Pratt, the healthcare brand. We didn't have an employer brand. So we started soup to nuts. We built personas. We did focus groups with our own employees. We would have loved to do them with outsiders as well, but we were working with few resources, small budget. But, you know, we took that. We built out what our employer brand looks like. We have been rolling that out across every facet possible, from videos to what our job descriptions look like. We completely redid our job descriptions. We've taken an SEO first approach to how we are putting together job descriptions and even job titles as well. And then we also think like marketers too as we're doing this. So when organic efforts aren't enough, that's when we start looking at things like lead gen efforts as well. So, you know, does paid search make sense? How can you justify that kind of budget?
So can you talk more about employer brands and what you had to do so somebody understands what that is? Obviously, there's a consumer forward-facing brand and an employer brand. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's about just defining who your organization is. And there's this marketing first look at it where, you know, mission driven and all the buzzwords. But it's really about at the heart of it, how our employees see us, who Shepherd Pratt is, and then also where we want to move in the future. So with taking all of those aspects, like Christina said, we developed personas. We were able to like kind of bucket our employees into four different personas. And then through that, we could pull out pieces that we really wanted to attach ourselves to in order to build this employer brand.
Okay, so for someone listening to this podcast facing similar challenges you all have faced, what are some actionable steps they can take to begin implementing kind of this same recruitment type strategy addressing staffing shortages? Christina, let's start with you.
Yeah, definitely. I would start by building the case for it. So, you know, what can marketing do to help solve a problem? Put together that pitch, essentially, and then see where you're able to get buy-in with leadership. So we were talking not only with our HR teams and our talent acquisition teams, but we were talking with strategy. We were talking with finance. We were talking with hospital leadership to figure out what can we implement to immediately move the needle. Mm-hmm. And that's how we were able to start getting buy-in.
So for someone listening to this podcast facing similar challenges, what actionable steps can they take to help their recruitment strategy that's addressing staffing shortages?
Yeah, so we started by, and this is actually before Maria even joined Shepherd Pratt, we started by quantifying the problem. So we knew that we were getting so many requests from talent acquisition. We knew that there was this huge need and it was going to be impacting other areas of service, like how many patients could we serve if we're facing a healthcare worker shortage? So we're impacting all these different areas of service. So putting together a proposed solution based off of where we saw the greatest impact. So we made the pitch for a full-time resource dedicated to focusing on recruitment marketing. We were able to hire Maria on, and then I set her loose on the organization.
I love it. So Maria, yeah. So tell us, what do you do?
What do I do every day?
Come on, you're the recruitment marketing manager. So as Christina was saying, they found you, our guiding light, and then you've taken over. So for someone that wants to do the same strategy, it sounds like you have to have a dedicated person really running this, right? So that's kind of where you come in. So tell us more then.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's a full-time job. So I came in and I started assessing each sector of Shepherd Pratt, started meeting with the recruitment leaders, the recruiters themselves, all the way to the coordinators, understanding their challenges every day, understanding how we could apply that marketing first approach, taking a look at job descriptions and what was out there online. What did our career microsite look like? What kind of videos were we putting out there? How were we spotlighting our employees? So taking a look at how we could kind of flip that, especially with the implementation of our new employer brand, how we could pull that into all of the messaging.
So you kind of did an audit of everything. You kind of pulled everything
Absolutely.
Together and said, okay, here's where we're at and here's where we need to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, and beyond that, I think what was also so important for your role was you spent so much time boots on the ground.
I did.
And I don't think we can overstate the importance of that enough is you need to be there experiencing so you as a marketer can really convey that message to other parties.
Absolutely. I always say that beginning, and I want to get back out there, but being in the programs, the units, seeing the way that these employees light up as they're doing the work that they're doing, that's what really started to make me excited about this role and excited about all the possibilities and things that I could do beyond.
Absolutely. So where do you see this going in the future? You've got amazing results so far. So Maria, where do you see yourself taking this down the road?
I would really love, and we're starting to do this already, to expand this throughout the entire employee life cycle. There's so much overlap between recruitment and then the retention piece. I mean, it starts inside. That's how you sell your organization. So there are gaps and there's things that I want to take a look at culture-wise and just the way that things are working amongst the different entities of Shepherd Pratt. There were four different entities that came together to create the Shepherd Pratt of today, and we're still working to define ourselves beyond that or as one Shepherd Pratt.
And we talked about internal buy-in, but from the other employees seeing what you're doing, saying, hey, this is a great place to work. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of our employees who feel that way, but we're not identifying them effectively, I don't think, right now, and making sure that we're telling their stories of career growth. Shepherd Pratt, in some of the focus groups we did, Shepherd Pratt was coming across as an entry-level position. You start there, you get your early education, and then you move on. But it's not like that. There's so many people that have grown, and those stories aren't being told. So working with leaders, talking to people ourselves, identifying those people, and then really pulling out what other candidates are interested in, and also making sure that we're making those opportunities available to our current employees.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here. This has been a ton of fun and great job. So as we wrap up, I'd love to get some final thoughts from each of you. Christina, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, to quote the wise words of High School Musical, we're all in this together.
Okay.
So it's cross-functional partnerships and cooperation, I think, are really critical to success. I don't think that we would have gotten this initiative as far as we could have if we weren't effectively partnering with different departments all across the organization. I think that's really the key to it.
Thank you, High School Musical. Who knew? When I got up today, I didn't think someone would reference High School Musical in a podcast. Christina, you win.
I'm glad I could check that
you
off
see?
Your bingo card.
See
yeah.
that? Thank you. Yeah. You are amazing. Thank you so much. Maria, final thoughts from you.
Yeah. So while the recruitment marketing function is definitely a unique one, I think that it's really important to work with your company to get that buy-in, because I know recruitment is not marketing's problem. But ultimately, our unique skills and viewpoint is really going to drive that message home. And that's what recruitment needs, I think. And
yeah,
get a recruitment marketer.
I love it. Very well said. Perfect way to wrap up this podcast. So Maria and Christina, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah. Once again, that is Maria Belli and Christina Schuller-Chockey. And we hope you enjoyed ShishMed Connections 2024. For those of you who are unable to attend, you can access the presentation recordings at shishmed.com, and then you'll be able to see this great presentation from Christina and Maria. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels, and please subscribe so you get every episode chock full of goodness, people. And to access our full podcast library, visit shishmed.org/podcasts. Thanks for listening.